President Biden is reviving a summit that former President Trump put to bed. The leaders of Canada and Mexico will visit the White House today. It is dubbed the Three Amigos meeting, but there's plenty of unfriendliness to hash out. Let's go to Mexico first, where NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Mexico City. Carrie, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador flew into D.C. last night. He has been more openly confrontational with President Biden than President Trump. What is on his mind, especially on the issue of immigration?
He's mended fences with President Biden. He really wants to talk about immigration reform. Yesterday, he even said that he praised Biden before leaving Mexico, saying that Biden has done more for migrants than any other U.S. president. So they really are getting along a lot better. He supports President Biden's proposal to provide a path to citizenship for the some 11 million undocumented living in the U.S. And that includes a lot of Mexican citizens. So he does want to talk about immigration. He also wants to talk about his plan to eject billions of dollars in Central America and southern Mexico. He says he wants to get at the root causes of migration, especially poverty and lack of economic activity. And he has really gotten them to leaders to change the language when they're talking about migration. They talk more about tackling these root causes instead of just crackdowns and border enforcement.
Yeah, well, we also know President Biden needs Mexico's help in limiting migrants coming to the U.S. southern border. I understand Mexico's deputy health secretary also joined López Obrador today. COVID-19 and vaccinations are still top of mind. What does Mexico want out of the U.S. and of Canada on that front?
They will talk a lot about recovery, economic recovery from the pandemic. And also, the U.S. loaned both Canada and Mexico vaccines early on in the pandemic. And they're expected to announce that both Canada and Mexico will be pushing those forward, donating those back to poor nations in the hemisphere. Mexico also wants to push for countries to allow all World Health Organization approved vaccines for travel, especially because Mexico has vaccinated a lot of its citizens with Russian, Chinese, and AstraZeneca shots.
And very quickly on trade, Carrie, these three countries are trading partners even after President Trump renegotiated NAFTA. Are there regional economic issues the Mexicans want to focus on?
There's a lot of talk about Canada and Mexico concerned about the new U.S. electrical vehicle rules and the Buy Back American plan. But Mexico's president is not interested in talking about his new energy reform bill. He doesn't want that to come up at all because that gives his state-run energy company priority over foreign and private companies. So a few sticky issues the three might not find friendly.
All right. NPR's Carrie Kahn from Mexico City. Carrie, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, we go north now to Chris Hall, joining us from Ottawa. He is the National Affairs Editor for the CBC, and he hosts the weekly political radio show, The House. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
Now, speaking of trade, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has called the proposed new tax credit for Americans to buy American-made EVs, electric vehicles, counterproductive. How is this playing out today?
It's going to be the big issue. It's the only one that the Canadian contingent really cares about at this time. Look, let's make sure that people understand what's at stake here. There are rules in place in the United States. 50% of all new cars will have to be electric vehicles or zero emission vehicles by 2030. In this country, all of them will have to be zero emission vehicles by 2035. So it's a huge market. And cars in North America, it's probably the most integrated supply chain of any industry between the three countries. So they want an exemption for this. That would not apply, or they want this tax credit rolled back. And I got to say, Scott, after watching Joe Biden go to Detroit yesterday to visit with makers of electric cars and union members who work there, it would seem to be a heavy lift.
Yeah, well, there are also this EV proposed credit is in the social spending bill that hasn't passed yet, but in the infrastructure law that's already law, there are Buy America provisions on wind and solar energy and on federal contracts. On this broader question, could the Canadians retaliate against what they consider American protectionism?
That is certainly the implication of what both our Trade Minister Mary Ng and our Industry Minister François-Philippe Champagne have said during visits to Washington. Remember, many of the raw materials, the rare earths, the minerals that go into making batteries and solar panels, for example, come from Canada. And the message so far has been, you need a reliable, secure supply from a friend and ally like Canada. But there are warnings that Canada, first of all, would consider this to be a violation of the new USMCA, which was just negotiated a year ago, and that they would want that change. So it's going to be the big issue that they raise, and certainly there is a threat, unspecified so far, of retaliation if this goes through.
Yeah. Chris Hall of the CBC, where he is national affairs editor, and he hosts the show The House, the weekly political show. Chris, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.